Hi, I'm Stuart Kent, a program manager on the Visual Studio team. I'm responsible for features and services focused on developing and collaborating on code. This includes CodeLens, which I'm going to talk about here. I'm going to begin with a quick review of CodeLens, the different types of indicators, when they are introduced, and what we're adding in Visual Studio 2015. Then I will demo how we can use CodeLens to find code changes and easily identify experts to work with. As I do so, I'm going to call out various features, focusing on a few that have been added since the initial release of Visual Studio 2013. I'll conclude with some pointers to resources which can help you dig in further. CodeLens is a developer heads-up display that provides key contextual information about code inline in the editor. It allows you to keep your focus within the editor and reduce costly context switching. Here, you can see the CodeLens indicators which occupy the line above the calculator constructor. You can hover over and click on each indicator to get additional information. In this example, you can see that Frances has made some changes and we can contact her directly over email, IM or phone using the CodeLens link integration. CodeLens was first introduced in Visual Studio 2013 with 7 indicators and worked with on-premise Team Foundation version control to identify authors, changes and work items. We've added new features since then in updates to Visual Studio 2013 and in Visual Studio 2015. I've listed some of these here and you'll see them in action in the demo. The last one is not quite available yet. We'll announce it on our blog when it is. For this demo, I'll use the Entity Framework project. Entity Framework is the recommended data access technology for .NET. It is a Microsoft open source project and I have cloned it from GitHub. So here I am in the Visual Studio with the Entity Framework solution open. I've been experiencing some changes in the behavior of the DB Context class when using it in my application. I now want to investigate a bit how the code has churned and who's done the code in case I need to talk with them. Or if I want to make a change and issue a pull request, I'll definitely want to contact that person before I do that. So here you can see the DB Context class. And what you see just above it are the CodeLens indicators. The first indicator is a references indicator, which just gives you an indication of how many references this class. I'm not really going to discuss that now. The next indicator is the authors indicator. And what this is showing is the person who changed it last, plus 9 means and there have been 9 other people who've changed this, and the last change was done 3 days ago. And if I click on this indicator, you now get this lovely team activity view, which is new in 2015, which sets out those changes on a timeline and gives you an indication as to who has made those changes. So I can see that Andrew Peters has actually made the most changes to this code, starting around 60 days ago. Perhaps he started working on this or joined the team around then. And then most recently we've had a few other people making changes, including Bryce and Emil. If I hover over these dots, you can see the details of what the changes were, the commit ID, date and so on. And if I right click, I can actually go and view the commit details or send email to the person. And if the person was on link, I would also be able to contact via link. I'll just do view commit details so you can see what that brings up, and that just takes you to the commit details in the Team Explorer. The next indicator is the changes indicator, and this gives you a slightly different view on the changes. So if I click on it, it gives you a list view of the changes with a bit more detail about each of those, and they're in chronological order. And again, if I right click, I can then view the commit details and send email. And the final indicator here shows that I've got, or in the past there have been 5 work items associated with changes, commits made to this code. However, if I click on this, I won't get any information because this Git repo has come from GitHub not from TFS. I think it must have been in TFS at one time, and I'm not connected to the TFS server, so it can't retrieve the information. So just one further point here is if I scroll down a bit, you'll see that the information given is context sensitive. So if I go and look at a constructor, for example, this one, you'll see it's got fewer references. If I go and look at the activity on that, there have been fewer changes because it's only showing the changes with regard to this constructor, and so on. So let's now just switch to another project to show you a cool new feature that was shipped in Visual Studio 2013 Update 2. So here we are now looking at a Fabricam Fiber solution that's actually hosted on Team Foundation Version Control. And I'm looking at one of the files here, Customers Controller class. And again, you see the same kind of indicators as before with Git, except that they're slightly different. So the authors indicator looks a little different. We are going to change that in a future version. And at the moment, when you click on it, you don't get the activity view, you get the list view that you had from the changes. There's a little more you can do with this. So actually you can then compare, for example, with the local version, which I can do. So that's now coming up with a comparison, actually comparing the code to see, and actually I see that it is the local version, there's no difference here. And I can click on the left button to navigate backwards to take me to where I was before. The changes is the same list as before, but now we've got this cool feature which is incoming changes. And if I click on that, you can now see changes that are coming from other branches that could potentially impact this code in a future date. If I look here, there are two changes coming from call center dev, and you can see over here that that's a, I'll just hover again, you can see here that that's a child branch of the current branch. And then there's another change coming in from call center dev UI branch, which is a descendant of the current branch. And again, I can go and look at one of those changes, and I can right click on that and then do a compare again. And you can see that coming up here. And this time there are some differences between the two. So that's it for the incoming changes indicator. So that's it for the demo. I hope you found it useful. To conclude, here are some resources you can follow to find more information. I've included documentation on MSDN, a video on Channel 9, the blog where we announce and introduce new features, the forum you can use to ask questions, and the user voice site where you can post suggestions. Thanks for watching.